Goalies, Coach Valley here. Hope everybody's doing great. You're in a battle. I heard goaltender just the other day say that how hard the statistics are and the odds of making it. I've heard parents ask me this all the time too. Yeah, I don't know what the statistic exact is. It's 2 out of every 100 or maybe 1 out of every 1,000 players is going to go to get a chance to play pro hockey. I mean, they're small. Let's face it, they're really small. So you have to make that decision if you want to be in the battle or not. Don't be in the battle because your mom and dad want you in it. Don't be in the battle because you feel like you owe it to anybody or that you have to. Be in the battle to succeed because you want to be there and you thrive off of that feeling of waking up every morning and chasing down your dream. I remember when I was younger, and I can't remember the exact age, but we were at some early type showcase that I went to. Maybe it was a junior camp, and they had a guest speaker there, and the guest speaker said, okay, there's 100 of you in the room, and two out of the 100 kids in here are going to get a chance to play for our team and or junior hockey. And it was one of those meetings where parents got to sit in. My parents were great parents. They were always supportive, but they never said a word, which is awesome. And so anyhow, my parents sat in the back and we listened to this whole thing. And, you know, it's all the parents are kind of like, and kids have this kind of like thought of like, holy, this is not an easy ride, which is 100% accurate. And I remember my parents after asking me, they said, well, it's my mom specifically. She asked me, she said, well, how did it feel when that guy said that only 2 out of the 100 kids are going to get a chance to play junior hockey? And I'll never forget my response, and all my good friends know about this story, probably tired of hearing it. I told my mom, I said, I feel sorry for the other 98 kids because one of those spots is mine. And I said it with such conviction, and I said it with such inner confidence, even though there's not a chance I was in the top 2 out of that 100 in the room as far as talent at that time. But that's how I just thought. That's how, for some reason, I was programmed to think like that. That was not from my mom. It was not from my dad. It was just something that was in me. And still to this day is. And when I look back at it, I thought, I'm in the battle. I burned the boats. I'm taking this hill by storm. And I'm going to get to that top of the hill no matter what obstacle I face. And that's really what you need. You have to decide, do you want to be in the battle? Okay. And if the answer is yes, then make darn sure you're doing everything to run up that hill. Because if you're just kind of in the battle because it's kind of just fun, or, you know, you're doing it because dad really wants to see you do it or whatever, it's just not going to work, right? Yes, you can play, have a whole lot of fun. There's a ton of great experiences you learn, right? But if you truly are one of the ones that is saying, guess what? There is no plan B. What are you going to do if you don't get to the NCAA? I have no idea. Because it's not going to happen. It's not going to be. That's not the reality. I am going to get to the NCAA. What are you going to do if you don't get to pro hockey? No idea. Don't even care. Not going to spend a second thinking about it because I am going to make it, right? Now, that's the level of commitment that you need. Now, the father in me is also going to say, make sure you take care of your backup plan. Make sure that you have your schooling done. Make sure you're kicking butt with that. That's incredibly important. Okay. I didn't think like that when I was a kid. I didn't. And that's just the pure honesty. But as a father now, I'm like, well, yeah, make sure you have your school, and incredibly important. Make sure that you have other skills, incredibly important. But when you're in the battle, when you have that mentality, that you're just going to go out there and do whatever it humanly takes to run up that hill, okay, that's the person that's going to get that chance. Now, interestingly enough, I talked to the coaches here. I said, take 100 kids. How many do you think have a chance of playing junior hockey that you currently work with? And this is not just within our pool of goalies within this group. This is also external coaches. Maybe two. One answered two. One answered four. So 4%. One gave you 2%. So what are you going to do to make sure that you are one of those guys or one of those girls? So I ask you this. You woke up this morning, Monday morning. Maybe you didn't have practice. If you didn't have practice, what did you do this morning to get better? Did you just kind of sleep as long as you can and then go to school? Or did you wake up early and get in 15 minutes of maybe some flexibility training, strength training, maybe it was tennis ball, hand-eye, something to make you better, all right? There's opportunities in every single little pocket of the day. And you can either take advantage of that or not. So again, whole point of this, guys, if you're in the battle, be in the battle. If you're in the battle, have the mentality that it takes to be that winner. As you guys know, I believe in you. Your coaches believe in you. You got great support, but they can't do it for you. Be in the battle, be in to win.